Goodness and the Unspoiled Child. Infants are completely dependent upon parental care. If that care is filled with a generous supply of goodness, the child naturally responds and grows in grace. But everyone, even Jesus, was tempted to give up or compromise his goodness with the promise of something else. The opportunity to obtain food, recognition, fame, and fortune without God's directive. Jesus was alert enough to ward off the temptation, declaring, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." How many times have we seen beautiful, promising children rebel against their innate goodness? We've all been tempted, taken to the mountaintop of false hopes, and promised, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." We are promised something better than just goodness, an ego, a separate self, a unique personality, favorite relationships, mindless fun, guiltless passion, secrecy, justifiable greed, a choice to obey or not, opportunities for fame and wealth, dreamy idleness, Shangri-La adventures, glorified vanity, teenage angst, pride, sexuality, depression, hopelessness, fear, failure, and ultimately, death, forgiveness, and a return to heaven. The tempter insists that it is all worth it. "Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." But what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Before we take the leap and accept the tempter's invitation, let us consider the nature and qualities of goodness, so that we know what we are about to set aside. In 1 Corinthians 13, you will recall Paul's lecture on charity. The word charity could be translated as love or simply goodness. It could be read as follows: "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not goodness, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Goodness suffereth long and is kind. Goodness envieth not. Goodness vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, rejoiceth in the truth, endureth all things. Goodness never faileth. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is love." True charity is goodness, whose cup runneth over perpetually, for it is love that fills the cup. Goodness cannot spoil, be preserved, or contained. With active use, goodness multiplies. Goodness is riches without price, a treasure that cannot be squandered. Goodness is substantial, although it has no weight or dimension. Goodness engages the infinite and the infinitesimal, although it has no scale. Goodness fills all space, although it is always right here. Goodness distributes freely, although it cannot be divided. Goodness can be claimed for oneself only when it is shared, because goodness is individual and universal. Goodness enlightens, but it has no knowledge of ignorance. Goodness is merciful, although it knows nothing of cruelty. Goodness is always successful. It does not know failure. Goodness is omnipotent, unaware of weakness. Goodness is a wall of safety without restraint or barriers. Goodness presents one grand family without favorites. Goodness is affection without lust or sin. Goodness never mistakes, has no opinion, never decides, is always just right. Goodness is like a mountain with no valleys, righteousness without sorrow. Goodness is heaven's song without beginning or end. It is the music of truth. Goodness voices life without beliefs, excuses, sickness, disease, or death. The atmosphere of goodness governs the weather. Drought and violent storms do not exist where goodness reigns, thus meeting every human need. Goodness resounds in oneness and wholeness. It cannot create or promote scandals, conflict, divisions, or tyrants' thrones. Goodness governs with divine energy, creative life, resolute truth, and the embrace of love. Now, are we ready to resist the temptation to become a prodigal son? Resist evil, error of every sort, and it will flee from you. Goodness never flees. It is always available and ready to be shared. In the Lord's Prayer, it is our Father that assures our goodness on earth as it is in heaven. The child of God's creating is unspoiled goodness. Be that child.